With your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland government is actively considering harsher bail penalties for youth following its weekend by-election win. The LNP claimed victory in Hinchinbrook electorate Sunday night with a massive 17% swing, taking the seat from the Australian Party. Its candidate, Wade Chiesa, campaigned heavily on the slogan, "Breach bail, go to jail," a policy he has said was created in consultation with locals. Mr. Chiesa will meet with senior cabinet ministers, including the state's attorney general and youth justice minister, to discuss the proposal as soon as the electoral commission formally declared the seat.
In national news, Need for Feed, a Lions-backed charity which delivers hay to farmers stricken by natural disaster, was left reeling after half its volunteers left in 2023 due to the discontent about rising out-of-pocket costs. The charity was internally investigated after half its volunteers quit over a dispute around how funding was allocated. The investigation recently found no wrongdoing, but made recommendations regarding transparency, which members say still have not been implemented. Then Victorian Lions District Governor David Colpitt said he ordered an investigation after hearing complaints from several drivers in regard to how much money the drivers were being reimbursed versus how much money was being given to the charity by the New South Wales government. Although the investigation found no irregularities in how the charity was run, volunteer drivers are still not happy, suggesting that Lions Australia are simply trying to protect their brand name. Businesses that use branded identifiers in text messages will now need to register their sender IDs. If the sender ID is unregistered, it will be replaced with the word unverified, which will let recipients know that the text is a potential scam. The Australian Communications and Media Authority, or the AMCA, said in a statement on Monday that from July 1, any text message sent using a registered sender ID would be delivered with the ID and could be trusted by consumers. Anyone using senders' IDs must now act to prepare for these changes and get their sender ID registered to take advantage of the new protections, ACMA Chair Narita O'Loughlin said in a statement. Organisations will need to register their ID with their telco ahead of July 1, 2026.
In international news, Japan's princess popularity has sparked calls to ditch male-only succession laws in the country. Support for the princess as a future monarch increased following her first solo official overseas trip in November, representing the emperor. She impressed the public with her intelligence, friendliness, and caring demeanor. However, the male-only succession rule has been a law since 1889, and the largely conservative expert panel are committed to maintaining its male line succession. Despite this, Japan's monarchy is shrinking and is on the brink of extinction. The current emperor's teenage nephew is the only eligible heir from the younger generation, according to the law. Experts are urging for the female ban to be lifted before the royal family dies out, but conservative politicians, including the Prime Minister, oppose the change.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
If you don't want to hear cheeky language, you better switch the radio now, because 4ZZZ is about to play some naughty words.